الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر
اللهم لك الحمد كما أنعمت علينا من نعمك العظيمة وآلائك الجسيمة اللهم لك الحمد أنت قيوم السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن ولك الحمد أنت نور السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك ولعظيم سلطانك اللهم لك الحمد كما هديتنا للإسلام وعلمتنا الحكمة والقرآن ووفقتنا للصلاة والصيام والقيام وصلاة وسلاما على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم خير الأنام وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون أما بعد أيها الإخوة الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله فإن ربنا جل وعلا قد أمرنا بذلك حيث قال يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون Indeed, all praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, sustainer, and controller of the universe and all within. Our Lord, to you belong all praise for the infinite grace and favors you have bestowed upon us. Our Lord, to you belong all praise for you are the source of the existence of the heavens and the earth and all within. Our Lord, to you belong all praise for you are the light of the heavens and the earth and all within. Our Lord, to you belong all praise in a manner that befits your majesty and glory. Our Lord, to you belong all praise for having guided us to Islam and for having enabled us and for having taught us wisdom and the Quran and for enabling us to pray and to fast in this month of Ramadan. I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. He is one and has no partner. And I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the servant and messenger of Allah, whom Allah sent with the religion of truth and his guidance, so that this truth and this guidance will become established in the land over all other religions, although the idolaters detect that. Dear brothers and sisters, of course, Ramadan is almost over. It seems like only a week or so ago we were welcoming this month, and now all we have after today are 6 days. We as human beings, though, we are people who, especially when we miss out on something good or we get into trouble, we hope for another chance. If you were speeding, or your car driving in the HOV lanes without 3 people in your car, and you were pulled over, you'll probably wish that the police would give you a break and give you a chance. A chance to perhaps make amends, to do better. And Allah the Creator, the Exalted, who created us of course, knows this. So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done, brothers and sisters, is that He has given us many opportunities, many chances, so that we don't stand before Him on the Day of Judgment and ask for another chance. Did we have any chances? Sadly, Allah the Exalted has informed us in the Quran that there are people who will come on the Day of Judgment and plead for another chance. وَأَنْذِرِ النَّاسَ يَوْمَ يَأْتِيهِمُ الْعَذَابُ فَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا رَبَّنَا لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنَا إِلَىٰ أَجْرٍ قَرِيبٍ نُجِبْ دَعْوَتَكَ وَنَتَّبِعِ الرُّسُلَ. Allah says and warn them. On the day when the punishment will come, when they're going to be faced with this punishment and there is no escape, those who have wronged themselves will say, "Our Lord, if only you can give us another chance. لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنَا إِلَىٰ أَجْلٍ قَرِيبٍ." Give us a short extension. One more chance. To do what? نُجِبْ دَعْوَتَكَ وَنَتَّبِعِ الرُّسُلِ. We shall respond to your call, your message, and we shall follow your messengers. One more chance to do this. Respond to your call, follow your message, obey your message, follow your messengers. But Allah, the Exalted, brothers and sisters, has given us this whole lifetime to do this. Not only that, during this lifetime, Allah has given us many opportunities to achieve His forgiveness, to attain His mercy and His grace and His favors. Many opportunities, many chances to avoid the hellfire and to be deserving of being admitted into paradise. And Ramadan, brothers and sisters, by the way, is a month that presents another chance with many opportunities within this month. If a person did not achieve what they were supposed to achieve at the beginning, then there is still the last days of the month. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has told us in the hadith in Sahih Muslim that if a person finds that he slacks off at the beginning of Ramadan, then that state should not continue in the last days of Ramadan. So the chances are here. The question is whether you and I have the desire and the will to take advantage of them. The question is whether you and I want it bad enough to make the sacrifices and do whatever we need to do to achieve, mashallah, the tremendous grace and blessings that Allah has offered to us in this month. Grace and blessings that when the month ends will not be there again till the next Ramadan. So this month truly, brothers and sisters, offers us an opportunity for change, many chances for change, to move from point A to point B. So for some, it might be an opportunity to listen to their parents, to obey their parents. For others, it may be an opportunity to recite more Quran and listen to less music, or to stop listening to music. That is the idea. Listening to more Quran, recite more Quran. For some, it may be an opportunity to give in charity
Or if you already give, to give more in charity. So on the day of judgment, people will ask for chances. One more chance. Yet in this life, Allah has given us many chances. Today, inshallah, brothers and sisters, there is a collection that is being made for the York Islamic School. This is a school that is under the MAC umbrella. This is another chance that Allah has given to you and I to give some more. If you've given, to give more. If you haven't, give. It's a chance for change, transformation. For others, it may be a chance to start praying their sunnah and nafil prayers. I know in our busy lives, often we tend to pray the fard and leave. And there are certainly times when this is okay. But we should not make it a lifestyle, brothers and sisters, to habitually skip the sunnah and nafil prayers. They're also important. They're not fard, but they're important. So Ramadan offers us that opportunity, that chance, to start practicing, getting into the habit of praying them, so that when it ends soon, mashallah, we are in the habit of doing that. For others, it may be an opportunity to watch less television. For our children and young people, perhaps to play a lot less computer and video games. The opportunities are here though, brothers and sisters. Allah has presented them to us. What more do we want Allah to do for us? He has given us all these wonderful opportunities. The Prophet ﷺ has told us that Laylatul Qadr, من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Can the brothers please move forward, fill in the gaps in the spaces so we can accommodate our brothers at the door. Brothers at the door, there are always extra space in the basement as well as in the upper level. The Prophet عليه السلام told us in the authentic hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, whoever prays in Laylatul Qadr with sincere devotion and hoping for a reward from Allah will have all his or her previous sins forgiven. But do we want it bad enough, brothers and sisters, to sacrifice the sleep? And I know that the night is short, and there is very little or no sleep, if any at all. No sleep or very little, if any at all, that a person can get during these nights. But Allah has given us the opportunities. They are there. You and I need to decide now whether we want to make use of these opportunities or not. But the one thing we cannot do is to claim that God did not give us enough chances. Allah the Exalted has given us enough chances, brothers and sisters, the whole lifetime, plus within the lifetime, many opportunities. We have many seasons. We have Ramadan, we have Hajj, Day of Arafah. These are different times throughout the year. Although Allah is accessible all the time, yet He has selected certain places and times for special blessings. These are opportunities, these are chances. But where are those who care to make use and take advantage of these chances and opportunities? In the ayat in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 183 to 187, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about fasting and so on, and the rules of fasting, Allah has outlined for us in these verses the objectives. In the first verse, 183, Allah says about the institution of fasting, لَعَلَّكُمْ شَتَّقُونَ, that perhaps we may develop a higher consciousness of Allah. In the next verse after that, Allah says, وَأَنْ تَصُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Fasting is better for you, rather than paying the fidyah. Then the third verse, Allah says, لِتُؤْمِنُوا الْعِدَّةِ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, that you would glorify and praise Allah for the guidance He's given you. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, and that perhaps you'll be thankful and grateful. These are the objectives, brothers and sisters. In the last verse in this discussion about fasting and the rules, Allah says, كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ آيَاتِهِ لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ, that perhaps they will. Allah says, thus we may clear to people our signs. Or thus Allah makes clear to people His signs, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ, that perhaps they will develop consciousness and awareness of God the Creator. So the objectives have been identified, the opportunities have been presented. Where are we in terms of these objectives? Have we glorified Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did we sit down yet one day in Ramadan and reflect and say, oh Lord, you know what, thank you for the food that I have. That there are people in the world today, there are 59.7, close to 60 million people who are refugees. And about 70% of these people are Muslims. So there are millions of Muslims in our world today who don't even know when they will eat, let alone what to eat. Today is the 23rd day of Ramadan, brothers and sisters. If we remember one day to say, oh Allah, thank you. Praise be to you for the food you have blessed me with. For the faculties that I have, I can see, I can hear. I live in peace. I have opportunities in this part of the world. So Allah has given us the opportunities, He has given us, He has identified the objectives. But where are we in relation to these? Have we found that we have become more conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we find that we're doing more good deeds? More willing to sacrifice, to share with others? Do we find that we're more thankful to Allah and grateful? Because one of the objectives of fasting is to open up our eyes to these favors and these blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the month is almost over, and you and I need to evaluate ourselves and our performance. If this is the only way to find out whether we're on track to achieve the objectives or whether we are going to miss them. The point is, the choice is ours. The ball is in our court, as we say. Allah the Exalted has done more than enough for us. He has raised it up. He has sent prophets and messengers, revelation, outlining what we need to do. And then He has given us many opportunities. Sadly, sometimes we see these opportunities not as opportunities or chances, but we see them in a negative light. When there is an appeal for funds for any cause, many of us go, oh, here we go again. When we see certain brothers come up front, automatically we assume, oh, they're going to appeal for funds. But we need to look at them, brothers and sisters, as another opportunity that Allah has given to us. Because when it comes to spending in particular, Allah has warned us in the Quran that we should not wait until death comes to ask for another chance just to spend. وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ فَيَقُولَ رَبِّي لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Allah says, spend from what we have bestowed upon your sustenance. Give some of it, not all of it, brothers and sisters. Give some of it, even if it's a little bit. Don't worry. So Allah says, spend some of what we have bestowed upon your sustenance before death comes to one of you. Then He says, my Lord, لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيمٍ. If only you can give me one other chance, a short extension to do what? فَأَصَدَّ. I can now give in charity. This is our chance. These are our opportunities, brothers and sisters. So we need to begin to recognize the opportunities and the chances that Allah the Exalted presents to us. Many of them every single day. Not just on special occasions. Every single day we have opportunities. But we need to view them as opportunities that Allah has given to us. A chance for me to make a difference, a positive difference in my outcome in the hereafter. So we need to sit down, brothers and sisters. The month, mashallah, is not over. We still have days that we can pray in the night time. And Allah is always ready and willing to forgive us and embrace us. But we have to turn to Him first. So let us take some time and evaluate our own performance in this month of Ramadan and try to honestly and sincerely and truthfully trace where we started this month or where we are today and see whether we're just in the same vicinity that we started or mashallah we've made some progress. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless all of us and He will open our hearts and our minds so that we can understand this wonderful message He has revealed for the benefit and the happiness of mankind. May He inspire all of us to live by this message. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to be among those whose fasting He would have accepted in the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to be among those whose sins He would have forgiven in the month of Ramadan. May Allah the Exalted cause us to be among those whom He would have set free from the hellfire in the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to be among those with whom He is pleased in the month of Ramadan. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد. Once more, brothers, if we can fill in whatever spaces and gaps we have. We anticipate perhaps larger crowds today than other Fridays, seeing that it is the last Friday for some, if not all, in the month of Ramadan. Let us also send peace and blessings upon the Messenger of Allah, for Allah has commanded us to do so in the Quran when He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بمنك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والكفرة والملحدين وانصر عبادك الموحدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين والمظلومين والمجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم أفرغ عليهم صبرا وثبت أقدامهم وانصرهم على القوم الكافرين وانصرهم على القوم الفاسقين وانصرهم على القوم المجرمين. اللهم انصرهم بنصرك وأيدهم بتأييدك وأمدهم بمددك وأنت على نصرهم لقدير وأنت على كل شيء قدير. اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا واجعلهم هداة مهتدين لا ضالين ولا مضلين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس اشف أنت الشافي اشف أنت الشافي اشف أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاؤك شفاء لا يغادر سقما. اللهم خفف آلامهم ويسر لهم أمورهم. اللهم ألهمهم الصبر والثبات والرضا بما قضيت. اللهم أصلح شباب المسلمين. اللهم أصلح أولادنا وشباب المسلمين. اللهم احفظهم من الزيغ والضلال واحفظهم من وسوسة الشيطان وكيده. اللهم حبب إليهم الإيمان وزينه في قلوبهم وكرم إليهم الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلهم من الراشدين. اللهم تقبل صلاتنا وصيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا واجعلنا من المقبولين الفائزين واجعلنا من عتقائك في شهر رمضان. ربنا اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك قريب سميع مجيب الدعوات. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم.